Rabbi Makadish that if it's also by no, you can't be Mephatrin because it's in a Bishusa. So the Gemara asks in the Bosim, Sira, Loimats in the Bakale, but Tanya, and it tries to bring a Raya, not that way. The Sara of Beer, what's the Havamin of the Gemara that you can be Mephatrin if this Mani Sura? I read L'Choyer, the Gemara said a Svar of Shuta, that is Surihana, Zayna Vishusa, and you can't be Mavatale. Because what's the need in the Gemara? What's the tzad of the Gemara that you should be able to be Mavatale? Because it's a little bit totally how you learn what Bittul is, what the Havamina is. We'll start off with the Rishonim, the Ritva, that learns that that Isuri Hanoa Shaloi, the Einer Vishusai, as then it's a little bit easier the Havamina of the Gemara because he has some level of bilus. It's Shaloi, it's just Einer Vishusai, as it's a little bit easier. Of Lamaisa, there's a very strong question. Hare, the Mishnah in Bava Kama, Mem Dalet Amik Beis, the Gemara is Masbir, brings a Braisa, Mem Heam and Aleph, that's Masbir. It says you can't be moicher something which is einer b'shusai, which is aser b'ana, as it's a mafurish in Mishnah. As what's the needin in the sugya if you could be mavatal, hare, it's a mafurish in Mishnah that you can't be moicher a davar which is einer b'shusai. So it's a little bit tali, what is bitter? If you learn like the Ramban and the Rabbeinu David, that this bittul is not a hefker gomor, it's a hefker on the sona kosev kiyuim b'shusai, and therefore it has different darim than regular hefker. The Ramban, one of his rayas is from our sugya. When our sugya is mavur, you could be mavatal on Shabbos. Again, you can't do a kinyan on Shabbos. Muchach, that it's not a regular hefker. As then the Gemara is excellent. Over here, it's not a regular kinyan. It's not dumya to mechira. It's not dumya to magnish. It's a whole new angle. It's a shvachra level of hefker. It's a hefker on daso and akosim. It has different gedarim. As if he those rishayim, the back and forth of the Gemara actually is very good. It's a chiddush. It's a new kind of a hefker. Maybe you could do it even though it's shaloi ve'einu rishusa. Ablefi Taisis on Dalet Amit Beis, that Taisis learns that it's a regular din hefker with all dine hefker, as then it's sarf beer. What's the havamina? You could be mafker a davar sheino b'shusai. You can't be moicher a davar sheino b'shusai. As why should you be able to be mafker a davar sheino b'shusai? That's the big question on Taisis. L'chorya de kivun b'das Taisis is that there was a Havamina, Hefker is different than Mekahu, Memker, and Hekdish. And it's sad to say Hefker is different is because by Mekahu, Memker, and Hekdish, you're giving over the Bailis to someone else, as then you need a higher level of Bailis to give it over. But by Hefker, there was a tzad, at least it's Shayach, a Hefker, Me'ein Siluk, that you're just being Mesalik, your Bailis. As maybe on a dover which is Einer B'shusa, you'd be able to be mafker. Befrat over here, no one's being zeichen in any way, like the Maram Falabi points out. As then there was a Havamina, you could be mafker. Lamaisa, there is a Rajba in Baba Kama Dav Samach Test that holds La Locha, you could be mafker a dover she Einer B'shusa. There is such a tzad in the Rishayna. Okay, so that's Lefi, the Ritva, that learns Isuri Hanoa Shaloi, the Einer B'shusai. As Lefi, the Rishonim, that over here is just a Hefker on the Sana Kosev. It's good. Even Lefi Taisis, we came up with a Pshah. But the Shaila is Lefi Rashi, that's Gairis in the Gemara. It's Einer Shaloi. As if Isuri Hanoa is Einer Shaloi, as what is the Hamamina? That you should be able to be mavatalin. It's Eina Shaloi. What's the back and forth of the Gemara? So over here, Rashi and the Rishonim that learn Isuri Ana is Eina Shaloi, his Gemara is far more shver. What's pshat in the Gemara? Zvemis is a Shimon, Shimon Shko. He brings a Shena Raya from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Zayin on the place. He tying this even the fee the Rishonim that it's Einash Eloi, it doesn't mean it's Einash Eloi Lagamli. There is still a little bit of bilis that's left. And he brings a Raya from a Gemara in Avodah in Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin on the base. The Gemara has an interesting need. Does a ger be yairish his father who's a goy? Meaning a goy is yairish a goy. What happens if he's miskayer? Gersh miskayer, kekot nshanoy ledami. As do we say, therefore he's not a son anymore and he can't yairish his father? Or do we say, no, a ger is also yairish his father? And it's mavur clearly in the Gemara that if he would be Yairish his father, he would be Yairish the Avodah Zarah of his father also. The Gemara is handling. And it's here when he's Yairish the Avodah Zarah of his father, would he be able to switch with his other brothers that they're in the Avodah Zarah? Could he give them the Psalim, the Avodah Zarah, and take the other part? That's the Nidin in the Gemara. Of its Mavur, he would be Yairish the Surei Hana. Frekrib Shimon, what do you mean? You only yairish something that belongs to you. Bishlema, the father, it belonged to. The father's a guy. The father could be mevatelet. But by the yid, it's einash eloi. It's not his. Once he gets it, he's a yid that has avodah zarah. It's yisurei hana. There's no way of being mevatelet anymore. It's not his. It's how is he yairish it? Us frekrib Shimon. Zagreb Shimon, Mucha from the Gemara, that even though we're saying Yisurei Ano is Eina Shaloi, it's not literally Eina Shaloi Lagamri. It's Shaloi B'miksas. He still has some little kin in it. It's Eina Shaloi is, he doesn't have a bailis klape in Yane Dine Mominis to do kinyanim in it, to be Makadish and Isha with it. But there is some sort of a shirayim of a bailus. Reb Shimon, there's makom to say in Rashi that would be good enough for bittul. Why? Because Rashi l'shitasai. Rashi learns that bittul is not an asiya in chayshin mishpat. Bittul doesn't mean you're doing hefker. Bittul doesn't mean you're being machnet. Rashi learns what's bittul. Bittul is a hashpasa, a beer. You're making it ice chametz. As long as you have a little bit of a bailis, you have something in the chayfetz, as that would be enough, that if you decide it's not chametz to you, it's not oichel to you, it's not oichel, as that's the nidin in the Gemara. That'll be the Shabbat. As we nishvi, the Gemara has a nidin, if you could be mafatel, and the Gemara wants to bring a raya. But Tanya, yayisha v'beis medjish, v'niskel sheyesh chametz v'teich v'esai. Vivadlay Baliboy, Echo Chavis, the Echo Yantif. Bishlay Meshav. You could be Mavatal on Chavis and on Yantif. Frank de Ramban on Daf Dalet in his famous shtickle of what is Bittul, according to the Rishonim, like Taisis, that learned Bittul is Hefker, it's also to do Hefker on Chavis and Yantif, because it's also to do Mekachum Memkar on Chavis and Yantif. And he says, over here on Zion Amir Aleph, we have a Mefurish of Raisa. It's talking about Shabbos and Yontif. And it's saying you could do Bittul. Because Lachari, you see clearly, not like Taisis. Thus, Frek, the Ramban. As therefore, the Ramban is Machadish, and obviously it's not a Hefker Ramban. If you Taisis, what are you going to answer? As Maram Chalavi answers the Shaila of the Ramban, Bituv Tam Bedas. He says that the Isser of Mekach u'Memkar, it's also because it's Doima le'Mekach u'Memkar. When is Hefker Doima le'Mekach u'Memkar? When you mafker it today that other people should be zeichen it. As then it's Doima le'Mekach u'Memkar because Hefker is a form of giving everyone something. Ab he says on Chometz b'Pesach, no one's being zeichen it. It's also Ba'anah, no one wants to be zeichen in your Chometz. As over here, you're not being mafkarit to give it to other people, as then it's not doima to mekach u'memkar, it won't be nichlal in the iser of mekach u'memkar. not stated in the Gemara that you could be mevatel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Aspect the Gemara bishleim b'Shabbos mishkaches laki grain shechal arba also liyos b'Shabbos. The Yom Tov baser isuru. By Yom Tov is baser isuru. It's not to be mevatel. It's yisig mevatel baser isuru. Amar Rebbecha by Yankiv. So we're talking about we didn't become chometz yet, but he has a yisa that his choishesh will become chometz, as that's why he's mevatlet. Because make it a din, he should go back and he should make sure it doesn't become chometz. Because there's a chiyuv to be mevar the chametz, not to be samech on bittul. But by Talmud, Yoishiv, Lifnei Rabboi, as that, he could be mekel, v'daikanami, v'tonia, yoishiv, v'toich ha-beis ha-medrish, shma mino. As what is the maila of Talmud, Yoishiv, Lifnei Rabboi? Over here, there's a shinoi between Rashi and the Rabbeinu. Is what mitzvah are you being Isaac in? Rashi says, "Umifnei emes kavid rabbi enu yochol lokum lelech ulafoisai." Mishum emes kavid rabbi. If a rabbi is in the middle of shir, you can't get up and leave shir. It's a good halacha for everyone to know. When you're in the middle of a shir, even though you're mechuyev midir rabbanon to go, but you can't go out. Your stomach too, Amos Kvayd Rabbi, in the beginning of Shia too. You should make sure you get there before. You shouldn't walk in the middle too. This is Amos Kvayd Rabbi. Stam, it's a big chiddush for the Olam. There's a din of Amos Kvayd Rabbi. That's Alina is a chiddush here. You should sit with Mamisha Amos Kvayd Rabbi. This is the diuk of Rashi is because it says, V'talmid Yoshev Lefnei Rabbi Askin. The Rabbeinu David learns differently. The Rabbeinu David learns that we're talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yeah. Why are you saying with me? Rabbi Yaskina? Yeah, then you know you're learning. Matos is kilo, one of the times that you're learning, you're sitting in the Lashir, then you're holding and learning. Matos is the dogma of Rashi. Didn't want to learn that way. One and two. Number one, the Lashon of the Gemara. If we're talking about learning, what are you saying, Talmud Lifnei Rabbi for? It's a deep from the Lashon of the Gemara. More than that is Misvara, because we all know that by Talmud Torah, the halacha is a mitzvah sheyefsha la'soisei ayidei acherim. Yemuchuyev levatel Talmud Torah to go do. Meaning if you have a chiyuv derabanan, a mitzvah deraisa, or a mitzvah derabanan, that it's sheyefsha la'soisei ayidei acherim, you mechuyev to be mevatel Talmud Torah to do it. Yeshel asay sayidei achirim means you can't send someone else to do it for you. If only you could do it, as you mechuyev to be mevatel Talmud Torah. So even though normally we say Isaac b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, the one mitzvah we don't say Isaac b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah is Talmud Torah. Why? As the Yerushalmi in Ma'ir Katan explains, because the Torah was given amanas l'kayim. All other mitzvahs, Isaac b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. But by Talmud Torah was given almanas l'kayim. And the Mefarshim explained, because you're supposed to learn all the time, because you'll never do mitzvahs. As it has to be, the Torah was given almanas l'kayim. That's one of the imam. Of a Vinish V, Halt Rashi, as the mitzvah of Stam Talmud Torah, if you have a chayvis beer, there are bonan, you gotta be mevatel. Zehu, and That's lalochon, ukaimalon. If you're in the middle of learning, when it comes lal dikas chametz, you're mevatel. You go home and you go ahead and you're mevar chametz. That's just like every din derabanan. As a mela, Rashi did not learn like the Rabbeinu David. V'yesh Lodin, how the Rabbeinu David's going to learn why the mitzvah of Talmud Torah over here is going to make a heter. over here it's a little bit lighter, because maybe you say it's not chametz yet. Of the Rebbeinu David is meduyik, even klapi the Mishnah on Mem Tes, it's also by Talmud Torah. Because that needs a little bit of a beard. Why over here they were more makel in this Rabbah? Okay. As thus is these sugyas. Rashi and the Rebbeinu David learn that this heter is only by a Dvar Mitzvah. However, in the tour in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Mem Dalid is Mevur not that way. They learn Talmud Yeshil Lefnei Rabbi is just an example. V'derech Klal, if you're learning, you would be learning at home. Why are you away from home? As it's just an example of saying, why is he far away? Because he went to learn by a Rebbe who's far away. As that's kilu a dugma of a tzir, that a person travels far away to do something. For the same price, it could have said somebody who went on a vacation. Like some bach would go on Shabbos far away. As it could say somebody who went to Sfas for Shabbos too, for the same price. It means somebody who's far away, he has a reason he went far away. He's not mechuyev to be matria. And what's the word? Chazal weren't mechayev you in a tircha yudayim. That's the word, as it's a whole different heter. The heter is, we're not mechayev you in a tircha daila to do bir derabanan when you could be seimech on bito. That's the way the Torah learns. Frek the Prima Godin on the Torah from a mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah Mem Tes Amir Aleph goes like this. The Mishnah says, Hoylich lishchad is pizchoy, v'lomilus v'noy, v'lechol sudis erisim, v'beis chomot. Somebody who's going to eat a carbon, to shech the carbon Pesach, to do a mitzvah mila, to do a sudis erisim, v'niska sheyesh loy chomis v'teich beisoy, he is potter from beer. But if he goes v'derech rishos, as then he's mechuyev to go back and do beer. As it's a mefurish a Mishnah that for a Dvar Rishus, if you went for a Dvar Rishus, you didn't go for a mitzvah. You're not going for a bris mila to mal your son. You're not going to get married, sudas erisin, which is also a mitzvah. You're just going to Dvar Rishus. As you're mechuyev to go back. You can't rely on bittul. You're mechuyev to go back and be mevar your chometz. You have a chiyev derabanan. For chiyev derabanan, you're mechuyev to be teireach. Even if you're far away, you're mechuyev to get up and go. Bachum go 4 hours to go away for Shabbos. As you can't go an hour to do a mitzvah, you could be tireach to do a mitzvah too. Avada, kach is mevur. As a vazeh is lachshver on the tour, what's pshat in the Gemara over here? How could the tour say that it's even by a dvar rishus? Thus frek the prima godim, zok the prima godim, there's a chilek. Over there is talking about where he has chametz in his house already. As being that it's already chametz, as then it was already chal on him, achiv to be mevares a chametz. As then you mechuyev l'troyach, you mechuyev to go back to. Over here we're talking about it, isa milgalgeles, we're talking about where something which is going to turn into chametz. It didn't turn into chametz yet. As over here, you're not mechuyev l'troyach, and you're not mechuyev to go back.
If you know vadi became chometz, you have to go back now straight away.
What?
If you know now vadi became chometz, you have to go back straight away.
That's what he's saying. That the Mishnah later on is talking about where it's chometz already. He is talking about where it's not chometz. And the chiddush, even though you know it is going to become chometz, it's definitely going to become chametz. But if you remember it before it became chametz, you're mevatel it, you're not. The shaila is, my shlat, sichem going to become chametz. My nafkamin, if it's chametz or not chametz. What shot in the prima godem? As l'chayra, the kivun in the prima godem is ba'ayvim zeh. That when it's not chametz yet, and you're mevatel it, as then the needin is, when it turns chametz, is it chal on you a chayvis hashbasa? As then we say, being that you were mevatel it already, and it's a big tircha, chazal weren't mechayev you in a chayvis hashbasa ba'ayfin zu. But when it was chametz, and it was already chal on you the chayvis hashbasa, And the original Chayvus Hashbasa was chal on you, was mechayiv you to be Teirich too. As then if you're mevatel it, that's not going to be mafkiyah from the Chayvus Hashbasa that was far chal already. As all this could do is, it could say that if you're a far away place, when it's chal on you the chiyav, Chazal wouldn't put on you the chiyav meikara. But once the chiyav was chal, you can't be mafkiyah. It was already chal on you. As once it's chal on you, as being mevatel is not enough to be mafkiyah, and therefore you're mechuyev to go back to be matriach to be mevared. Thus is the... this is what you see the Das. Now Rashi and the Rambam hold not that way. It's only Litvanitza, even by Is and the Bugel. So the Das Tur, thus is the Mahalach. Oh, thus is the Gemara. In Rashi, over here, is one little deal in Rashi. Rashi says that Hashbasa Belev, Rashi over here one more time says Hashbasa Belev, of a Rashi uses a Lashon Zehu Bi'uroi. That's the way you destroy it. It's similar to Rashi on Dalet Amid Beis, that Rashi Amid Beis says Hashbasa Belev, he Hashbasa. But the difference is Rashi switches one word. He doesn't say he hashbasa, he says zeu bi'urai. And this is a diuk from Rashi that he holds like the Marik, that the gedev of tashbisa is not hefker. It's a form of beer, you're making it ice lecha. And it's a little bit of a sharper diuk than the Rashi before. Okay. Thus is the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Rishonim that make a sikum la'alocha of what comes out of our Gemara. The chari, what comes out of our Gemara is you mekadesh an isha with chametz on Erev Pesach, she's einoy mekudeshes. And the Rif brings the Gemara la'alocha. Taina the Baal Amar on the Rif that our Gemara is shaloye nidavil chasav, because our Gemara is going according to one Tana, and we don't hold like that Tana. On Daf Kof Ches Amid Beis, there's a machlokes if chametz on Pesach, the Erev Pesach, and la'achar Pesach is also midaraisa. Do we say the issur of chametz on Pesach is only on Pesach, not before Pesach, not la'achar Pesach, or not? What's the machlokes? It says three times lo'seichel alav chametz. It's even though the Torah says lo'seichel chametz with Pesach, but it says it three times. As one Tana says, it's Marba Koidim Pesach, Acher Pesach, and the other Tana says, it's teaching us different dinim, but there's no Issa Daraisa, Koidim Pesach, Acher Pesach. Zog the Baal Amar, we hold Acher Pesach is not also Daraisa. Bezei Bezei, we hold Koidim Pesach is not also Daraisa too, because it's totally on the same Machlekes. The Fize, Zog the Baal Amar, a Shaila on the Rif. How could the Rif say that we paskin like Rav? Rav was going in Liba to the Shita, that La'acha Chatzos is also Daraisa, then Koidim Chatzos is also Midrabanan, and Kaddish is Eino Mekudeshes. But we all like the Shita that Chometz with Pesach is only Aser on Pesach Midaraisa, not before. As being that it's not Aser before, as therefore HaMekaddish is Mekudeshes. No, the Shaila on the Ravid is, okay, so there's no Isser Daraisa, but is there an Isser Darabana? As over here, there's a huge Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn up the Baal Amar, because the Baal Amar is Mashmois to both ways. So let's see it inside. The Baal Amar says, one Lashon, he says, V'loy sharina lei l'chatchila l'meichel v'loy lehenisba avlem over v'kiddish choyshishin l'gedusha. As that lashon of the Baal Amar is mashma that it's aser midrabanan. But taina d'Ramban, if it's aser d'Ramban, it's mufurish in the Gemara, even in iser d'Ramban makes that the gedusha is not chal. Azot, therefore the Rishonim say, the Baal Amar holds that there is no Isser Derabon. That's what the Rabbeinu David and the Ran bring from the Baal Amar. And for many years, it was shver. The Balamar says that it's asa lechatchila, lo sharina le lechatchila, lemechel v'lehenis. Until finally, the Rabbeinu David came out. And in the Rabbeinu David, on Daf Tesvo, the Magi on the Rabbeinu David over here is Mitzayin. He asked the question, how could I say the Balamar says it's not asa derabanan? The Balamar says lechatchila, you're not allowed to be mene. He says the Balamar means it's not a real Isser Derabanan, it's a Geder Ba'alma. You could say that's why he uses a Lashon Lechatchila. As being that it's a Geder Ba'alma and it's not an Isser Derabanan, it doesn't make that your Einoi Mekudeshes. However, this Rabbeinu David is a Rizig Yechidish. Is the Svei levels from a Derabanan? Is the Derabanan from Isser and is the Derabanan from Geder? That kilo, they didn't aser it, they just said, be careful. We don't want you to come to Yisurei Daraisis, as be more careful. It's a very mochodesh degibusik. But there are cloud, you find the Rabbanan aser things. This geder lechatchila is a mochodesh degibusik, it's sas meduyik in the lashon. However, the Maram Chalavi on Dalet Amid Beis brings down from the Baal Amar that the Baal Amar says there is an Yisurei Darabanan. But the shaila is, if there's an Issa Derabanan, as l'choyer it should be Eino Mekudeshes. What's pshad? That's the big shaila on the Baal Hamor. As l'choyer, in this Baal Hamor, we see what we saw in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Yimakadish Yisurei Ano, it's Eino Mekudeshes, we had a dig in the Gemara on the top of Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara didn't say, because it's Issa Derabanan. The Gemara says, "Kiban di sura derabanan ale kidio raisa dami." Because when it's aser derabanan, the iser derabanan is kidio raisa dami. And we saw in Taisis in Kedushin that said only in certain derabanan is kidio raisa. When it's ikrei deraisa, when it's not ikrei deraisa, it didn't. What the shot? As we saw in the Gemara, and the Yisoid is Reb Shmuel that he's mazbe this way. That there's two kinds of Issa Derabanans. There's certain kinds of Issa Derabanans where it's a din on the Gavra. Lo Yisaser, they made a din on the Gavra that he shouldn't do certain things. And certain times, Mederabanan, they made it into an Issa Gomor on the Chefsa. As that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, in order to make that it's pocket of Bailas from the Chefsa, that it's not yours, or it's an Eino Bishusai, you need to have Yisurei Derabanan, Ke'em Daraisa, Isser on the Chefsa. As the Baal Hamor will learn that even if there's an Isser Derabanan, it's not an Isser on the Chefsa, it's an Isser on the Gavra. What will be the Pshat in the Baal Hamor? As you could say, very Gishmak, Tishmei. Bishleimo, the Fishitis, the Tana. That holds, there's an Issa Daraisa from Chatzos and on. As Midaraisa, there's a musik of something that has an Issa Chometz before Pesach. As then when the Rabbanan said, the Issa is even before Chatzos, the Rabbanan came Daraisa. They said it's an Issa Chometz of the Rabbanan. But according to the Mandiyama that says the only time there's an Issa Chometz is on Pesach, as what? The Rabbanan are going to come along and say before Pesach we're turning it into a Chometz? There is no Musig of Chometz Koidin Pesach. If there's no Musig of Chometz, they're not going to make it into a Chefs of Chometz Koidin Pesach. Because Midaraisa, there's no such thing as Chometz that's not on Pesach. As what did Chazal do? Chazal said, there's a din on the Gavra, he shouldn't eat what's going to be chametz on Pesach. As a mele, his Issa Derabanan will be a din on the Gavra. That'll be the Kivon. That'll be the Kivon in the Baal Hamor. Therefore, the Baal Hamor holds that this Issa Derabanan won't be ma'agid the Kedusha. Okay, as that's the chilek of the Baal Hamor in Derabanans. Let's go to chilek number 2. Zog the Baal Hamor. As midaraisa, According to the shita that holds, the love of leisaychel alav chametz is not michatzais ve'elach. But there's a mitzvah essay of tashbisu, as what could you do if you find chametz la'acher chatzais and you have to be mashbisit, zog the balamar, eat it, and you makayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, ein lecha hashpasa g'day lebisu. That's the best form, is you could eat your chametz according to the shita and your yoytze mitzvah tashbisu. Not only if you eat chametz after chatzos, you're not over an aveira. You say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kiddushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu Al Pi'er Chametz, and you eat chametz according to the Baal Amar. Your mom is doing a mitzvah, Mekadosh LeGuf Meroymus Avdes Hashem to its highest level. You're doing the mitzvah of Bi'er Chametz. Das is Lefi the Baal Amar, and the Rishonim argue on the Baal Amar. However, we want to be medayik that there's two ways of arguing on the Baal Amar. On Tosfos, on Chof Ches Amid Beis, Tosfos says the lashon of Tashbisu is mashma levaroi. It's not mashma to eat it. If you could eat something, you wouldn't say lahashbis, to destroy. Eating is not a form of destroying. Eating is a form of hanah. The Torah wouldn't call it tashbisu. As from the fact that the Torah uses the word tashbisu, is mashma that it is aser b'achila. Because if it would be mutter b'achila, the Torah wouldn't tell you tashbisu. You could eat it. That's why are we destroying it? As from the fact that the Torah uses a lashon of tashbisu, that's mashma. That's it. The Ramban and the Rabbeinu David, they say a much more lomdish musach. They say garnage of santa musach. The Torah wouldn't be mechayiv hashbasa on a chaticha de'etera. As if this is muta b'achila, muta b'ana, why is the Torah telling you to destroy it? We never find in the Torah chayvis beer on a chevsa that's not asa b'achila, asa b'ana. Meaning we have many different chayvis beers in the Torah. But in every tzi where there's a chayvis beer in the Torah, it's also b'achila and it's also b'anol. There's always something wrong with the chefsa. When there's something wrong with the chefsa, the Torah is mitzavah you, get rid of it. But the Torah is not going to tell you to destroy a chayvitz, which is a normal chayvitz that has no iser achila and no iser anon. It's not a chaticha yisula. As Lefi said, the diak is not from the lotion of tashbisu, but from the fact that there is a mitzvah of hashbasa b'chlal. How could there be a mitzvah of hashbasa if this is the taina of the Ramban and the Rabbeinu David? And the shaila is, so why didn't Tosfos hold of the cheshbon of the Rabbeinu David and the Ramban? But it's a shmak of work. The Torah is mitzvah to be mevar. Of something which is mutter, why is the Torah mitzvah you to be mevar? Lo mitzinu. This is the shayla. As ma'od yitachin, this is tali in the pre Yitzchak and Simin Yud Ches that we have seen a bunch of times. And what is the gather of the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is the gather of the mitzvah of tashbisu a chiyuv to destroy the chayfetz? Or is the gather of the mitzvah of tashbisu a chiyuv to be mashbisit from the bias? The mashal, the rush in a bunch of times. The rush says that the mitzvah of tashbisu is lahashbis mei habayis. If you get rid of it out of the house, that's called tashbisu. Tashbisu mi batechem. It's to remove it from your rishus. As it's not a chiyuv to be destroy the chayfetz, it's a chiyuv to remove the chayfetz from your rishos. That's the mitzvah. And we saw, therefore, the rishonim that hold on Chaf Aleph, if you're moichet to a goy, you're mekayim tashbisu, because you're being mashbisim from your bias. The Ramban, on the other hand, learns that the chiyuv of tashbisu is to destroy. If you remove it out of your house, you're not makayim tashbisu. You have to destroy it. As what's the Ramban taina? We did not find that there's a chiyuv to destroy something when it's not a chaticha disura. That's only if the pshat in Tashbisu is to destroy. It's a din in the chefsa. As then we don't find a chiyuv lahashmis if there's no din in the chefsa. But if it's a din to get rid of it from your rishus, as number one, you wouldn't compare it to other chayvis beer. For oid mo'oid yitachin, as then you could add saying it's mukhrah. But then you could say the gedder shabai is that you shouldn't come to be over on Pesach, as therefore the Torah was mitzava you to remove it from your shus before that you shouldn't have it on Pesach. Okay, as that's the a beer in the second machlokes. As the Baal Amor learns, it's mutter bachila bana. The Ramban and the Rabbeinu David learn it's aser bachila toises mishen tashbisu. The third shita is the Chidushei Haran on the Vav Amud Beis. The Chidushei Haran says over here, Riza Gechidish, and that's also in the Maran Chalav, he brings down such a day. Tashbisu tells you it's Aser Ban. Not only does Tashbisu tell you it's Aser Bachila, but Tashbisu tells you it's Aser Ban. How does Tashbisu tell you it's Aser Ban? Zagdaran Isvara. What's the aside of bit? Tashbisu teaches you bitl. The Ran Lashitasa. The Ran goes like Shitas Rashi. The Tashbisu is a Xeris Akasiv that teaches you bitl. The aside of bitl is you're saying that clopping me, it's nothing. That's the aside of bitl. It's Ka'ofer Ke'efel. Zagdaran. A chefsa, which is mutter ba'ana, it's not shaykh bitl. Because how could you say clapping me? It's offer favor. It's mutter for me to be nenet from it. It's dvarim b'teilim u'muvutalim. It's not a good bitl. Bitl means clapping me, it's valueless. When can you say clapping me, it's values? When you can't use it. As to me, it's like offer favor. To me, it's ain't night al. I'm not using it. But if it's mutter ba'ana, it's not Shayach Bittu. Thus is the Chiddush of the Ran. Lefizeh comes to the Ran, it should come out that according to Reb Yosi Aglili, that holds Chametz on Pesach, is Mutter Ba'ana, Bittu wouldn't help. The Shaila is on the Ran, on Beis Amid Aleph, the Ran says everyone holds a bittul. All the Tanayim have to hold a bittul. It can't be someone's chaylik on bittul. The chayra, the feed the Ran over here, it should come out. Reb Yosi Aglili was chaylik on bittul. The old chametz is mutter bano. It's not shaykh bittul. Yeah. A very strong question on the Ran.
Can you do bittul before Isman Isser?
It's chal b'zman Isser. As thus is the Ramban, Rada says lehedyon daf dalit that it's shaykh bittul even according to Yosi Aglili, even though it's mutter ba'ana. As the Ramban l'shitasa holds it shaykh bittul if you're Yosi Aglili, even though it's mutter ba'ana, as the Ramban doesn't have this cheshbon. But the Ran is choylik on the Ramban. The Ramban l'shitasa, the big shayla on the Ran is L'choira, the Ran, when he's explaining why Bittul wouldn't work if it's not Aser Ba'ana. Those are the different shitas in the Sugya of Bittul, of Tashbisu. So we have three ways of learning Tashbisu. One way, Tashbisu just Aser Shion Pesach. The second way it asks Achila, the third way it asks Hanna. Those are the three different shittas that we find in the Rishonim and the beer of the Divrei Rishonim. Okay, as thus is the Gemar of the Sugis of Tashbisu, the Sugis of Baal Mirah, the Sugis of Issa Achila, Issa Hanna, as Hashem. Tomorrow we're starting a new sugya of Hatasha Ibsha, Kilon Sharipsa Matra Mutter. By the way, we'll start with a new sugya.